Your weekend outlook is brought to you by Tom Potter State Farm. Let Tom Potter quote your insurance. Call 270-965-2284.
Well, it's another busy week here at the Crittenden Press, and we will start your morning off with something you probably have not heard about yet. I have a little insider information on this one. It's going to be an event coming up at the Crittenden County Public Library on the Saturday morning, September 20th. That'll be a week from this coming Saturday. And it's going to be a book signing and speaking event. Now, the featured speaker will be Tim Farmer. Many of you may recall Tim, who was a reporter for the Crittenden Press back in the mid-1980s. He came to the Crittenden Press just right before I got here. I never worked with Tim. He was gone by the time I arrived in 1986. But he's written a book, and it's called This Ain't the New York Times. And it's all about his life writing for newspapers, particularly community journalism, and his days at the Crittenden Press, and some columns that he wrote. Some of them stirred up a little controversy, I think, at the time. I've read most of his book now. It's very interesting. And I certainly do resemble many of the things that he writes about. But the event at the library is going to feature John Lucas, who was editor of the Crittenden Press for more than 20 years, and then Daryl Tabor, who spent some time as editor of the Crittenden Press on two different tours, and myself, who Of course, I've been around here since 1986. I've been the editor and publisher of the paper back to 1993. So between all of us, we're going to cover the better part of a half century of news and the history of Crittenden County through our eyes and writings in the Crittenden Press. So come out to the Crittenden County Library and join in that conversation if you're so interested. There'll be more in next week's newspaper about this. And at the end of today's podcast, we're going to visit with John Lucas just for a bit and talk about what we can expect from this event and some of his recollections and just a review of community journalism, particularly your Crittenden Press. But we'll visit with John at the end of this podcast. First of all, we want to get to some news for you. I had a meeting last night, or excuse me, night before last. it was on Tuesday night. The Crittenden County Board of Education took a 4% revenue increase by raising its tax rates fractionally for 2025, 2/10 of a percent increase, excuse me, 2/10 of a cent increase because those taxes are based on cents per $100 of assessed value. It's kind of a complicated thing the way Kentucky does its property taxes, but basically, and just all of you will see some tax increase because the rate has gone up. And if you're one of the few folks in the community, about a quarter of the community had their assessments reevaluated this year, your tax may go up significantly. But nonetheless, the school district will raise another $100,000 or so of tax revenue, and that's the maximum they can take without being subject to recall. In this week's Crittenden Press, which will be in your mailbox today, a quiet couple from the Francis community has suddenly found themselves in the spotlight. Timothy and Hope Hodge, who live on a farm down near Francis, a small farm, and they were somewhat stunned last week when they learned that they had been chosen in a drawing for the St. Jude Dream Home giveaway. The prize is a 2,700 square foot home in Paducah's Westwood Hills, valued at almost $700,000. Now, you can read all about the Hodges and the ticket they bought and why they bought it and what they plan to do with that home. It's all in the Crittenden Press this week. I want to take a quick break to visit with one of our sponsors and remind you that this program is supported by advertising.
H&H Home and Hardware. The name says it all. And in 2025, H&H is celebrating its 25th year in business. H&H Home and Hardware on Sturgeon Road in Marion has everything you need for plumbing, electrical, lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, plus pool supplies, steel power equipment and repairs, and so much more. H&H is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m., 6 p.m.
In other news around the community this week, burn bans are in order now in Crittenden and Livingston counties. Judge executives this week issuing those burn bans, so that means no burning whatsoever outdoors, no fire pits, no campfires or brush burning, trash burning, anything like that. Even if you have a barrel, you can't do it. And speaking of the fire, Crittenden County Volunteer Fire Department is hosting its annual Zach Latham Memorial Golf Scramble. That'll be on Saturday. That's down at Deer Lakes. Tee time is 9 a.m. and proceeds go to the much-needed equipment for our volunteer firefighters. If you're interested, get in contact with them down at Deer Lakes Golf Course in Salem. Looking ahead for the community calendar, tonight, Thursday, September 11th, VFW meets at 6:30 p.m., and the Extension Office hosts a Code Red crisis planning session. That'll be this afternoon at 2 p.m. On Saturday, Time Well Spent begins at 9 a.m. at the Extension Annex. That's program. On Monday, Marion VFW will serve breakfast from 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. That's $8 a plate. And Walk in the Park is next Wednesday, September 11th, out at City County Park. Now for some sports. Of course, the Rockets finally broke into the win column last week with a 27-8 victory over Webster County as the sophomore quarterback, Connor Poindexter, got his first start and was very impressive moving the offense. And Trey Taylor, senior kickoff return specialist, went 97 yards for a touchdown, and that was the second longest kickoff return in school history. This week, Friday night, the Rockets will be back at home, 7 p.m. kickoff out at Rocket Stadium against Union City, Tennessee. They are a perennial powerhouse from West Tennessee, a four-time state champion, and it'll be the first time Crittenden County has ever played Union City. On the soccer field, Lady Rockets are the hottest team in the fall, at least those wearing blue and white. They're 6-4 overall after an 8-0 shutout over Union County. And then they did lose on Tuesday night to Hopkins Central over at Morton's Gap. That's where they play, over at Morton's Gap. And Hopkins Central had only lost one game all season, so they're a pretty tough team. But nonetheless, 6-4 for the Lady Rockets soccer team, doing very well this season. Crittenden County's volleyball girls have been through a rough patch. They've dropped some matches over the last few days, the Henderson County and then Heritage Christian in the All-A Regional Tournament, a tournament that the Lady Rockets won last year. But now they've rebounded after those losses and beat Trigg County in straight sets on Tuesday night. Their record now stands at 5-8. On the links, the Rocket golfers had a good week, edging Caldwell County at Deer Lakes. Medalist honors went to Cash Singleton, and senior Georgia Holman led the girls team in that match. Cross country runners keeping pace as well. Over the weekend, Addie Nelson ran a 26.03 at McCracken County to lead the girls, and CJ Nelson led the boys at 19.09. Reminder, archery deer season is now underway. 41 whitetails bagged so far in Crittenden County by archers and crossbow hunters. And don't miss Brenda Underdown's Forgotten Passages history column in this week's newspaper. She tells a story of her grandfather, E. Jeffrey Travis, who, as school superintendent more than a century ago, laid groundwork for the county's modern school system. In doing that, he pushed for uniform start dates and longer terms in the classroom. So, kids, he's the guy that you have to thank for the school year that you currently enjoy. And that's kind of a wrap-up on what we've got in news and sports this week. Now I want to turn our attention again back to something I told you about early in the program and visit with John Lucas, who will be one of the speakers at the Crittenden County Public Library during a book signing event featuring Tim Farmer, former Crittenden Press reporter. Of course, John was a longtime editor of the Crittenden Press, preceded me and Daryl Tabor, who's also been an editor over the last few years. And of course, Daryl Tabor is now the county clerk. But we'll all be out there talking about the history of the newspaper. We cover about 50 years. And visited with John Lucas on the phone just a day or two ago and wanted to share that conversation with you. So I have this wonderful opportunity this morning to visit with John Lucas, who is a retired newspaper man from Crittenden County. He spent 20 years as editor of the Crittenden Press and also worked later out of Evansville for the Courier Press. And John has had his entire career in West Kentucky journalism. John, and we're going to get together with Mr. Farmer and Mr. Tabor here in a few days at the Crittenden County Public Library and talk about the state of journalism in West Kentucky, or in our humble hamlet here of Marion and Crittenden County. John, what is the state of community journalism now? It's getting tough. There's a lot of, as we call them, news deserts out there.
As you say, It's always been somewhat of a tough business to make a lot of money in at the county level like we're familiar with, but I think it's gotten harder and harder, which is evidenced by a lot of the community newspapers either going out of business or being sold to some larger company, which usually guts the staff and reduces coverage. I think that you and Allison and are to be commended for still keeping a real honest-to-goodness community newspaper going, and I know it's got to be hard because of the blood of the community newspaper is the advertising support from local businesses. And much like the community newspapers, many local businesses have suffered over the years too, and they don't have the money to spend with you as they used to. So, yes, and when you don't have that money coming in, you can't hire the staff. That you can't hire the sports reporter. You can't hire the news reporter. You can't hire the advertising salesperson. And so it all contributes to, in fact, that communities become places without news outlets.
And what we've seen a lot, John, I think you will attest to, is when these larger corporate newspaper chains buy up these community newspapers, they don't put the emphasis on editorial content as those of us who have a vested interest in our own communities.
Absolutely. Perhaps staff them with people that have no connection to the community. I always remember years and years ago, Mr. J. Earl Bell was the editor of the Union County Advocate at Morganfield, which was one of Western Kentucky's principal weekly newspapers. And he always said it was the responsibility of the newspaper to note every time a load of yellow ear corn came through downtown Morganville. And this was back at a time that, you know, farmers still didn't shell their corn, but in fact picked it in ear. So, yes, the local newspaper have a role of paying particular attention to what goes on. And I think that gets to the heart of Tim Farmer's book that we're going to be discussing at the library. His title is a local reader's response to him not wanting to take a picture of her cucumber or tomato or whatever it was. That this ain't the New York Times. So yes, we've got to. If it interests our reader, it needs to interest us.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, John, I tell people all the time, probably as much as anything, I feel like I'm chronicling the history, writing the history of Marion and Crittenden County and archiving that as much as anything. And I just fear that when we don't have community newspapers, that goes away. And so I feel like we are indeed telling the history of the community and preserving that. And I think that's important, and I fear we're going to lose it.
Yes. I mean, it said the newspapers write the first draft of history. Mm-hmm. And that's important in future years when people come back and look to try to get an understanding of why their community leaders may have done something or other, or an event that occurred, whether it be a high school reunion or a performance at Foles Hall or something such as that. They need the local newspaper to be able to come. The local newspaper is a good source to come back to get that sort of thing. You know, it's not just in the printed product, but I feel like that we're losing somewhat the same thing in the digital age with photography, in the sense that, you know, think of everybody drags out old photos to show great-grandpa. Mm-hmm. Well, what are people going to be able to drag out 50 years from now to show us? So. Mm-hmm. It all contributes there.
I'm excited about this opportunity to be with Tim Farmer, who was a writer at the Crittenden Press well before my days, and you and Daryl Tabor, who both I've worked with. It's going to be, I think, an interesting conversation, and I hope some folks come out to the public library and join in the conversation. So looking forward to it, John.
Absolutely. So we hope to see you and everyone else.
And just like John mentioned there, advertising is so important to not only the newspaper, but also to this podcast that we bring you. And, you know, we appreciate all the folks who are able to do that and would like more. And we'd also like to tell you that Crittenden Press is more than just your local source of news and sports. We also are another type of business. We do printing, you know, full color black and white printing for personal and commercial applications. We're your local source for business cards, wedding invitations, personalized note cards, letterhead, promotional materials like banners, signs, mugs, and more. We provide personalized assistance to write and print your resume. We can create brochures, newsletters, booklets, and provide editing services as well. The Crittenden Press can make document copies in black and white and full color. We create all types of graphic design, including custom logo creation. We offer fast turnaround and very affordable pricing right here in Marion, Kentucky. And that's a wrap on today's program. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.